producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show on this Tuesday, November 17th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Ja'Kari Jackson will be joining me in the next segment, breaking down some of the breaking news. And, of course, yesterday, and I didn't realize this until I saw this article in the New American, yesterday was the 217th anniversary of something very important. What would that be, we might ask? I'll give you a moment to think about it. Time's up. It's the 217th anniversary of signing of the Kentucky Resolutions. Now, that may sound like something that's very obscure. A lot of our audience will know exactly what that is. Many of you listening may not know what that is. We're going to break that down for you because yesterday, we had something that really bears upon the issue of the Kentucky Resolutions, and that is, where does power reside in our republic rightfully? How is it divided between the states and the central government, and where does it rightfully divide? Because yesterday, we had a mass of governors. It began with six. By the end of the day, it was 21. Today, it was more than half of the governors have now said, you know what, we're not going to sign on to Obama's suicide pact of importing ISIS into the United States. We're just not going to do it. It's absolute idiocy. As Donald Trump said, it's a Trojan horse. Absolutely a Trojan horse. We can look at the figures that we saw, and we talked about this last night on the nightly news. ISIS is bragging that out of the 5 million migrants that have come into Europe, that 4,000 of them are ISIS members, ISIS jihadi terrorists. Does that sound too high? I mean, we're talking about 5 million people here, and they're saying 4,000 of them would be. That's not that high, actually. That is 0.08%, less than one-tenth of 1% of the people coming in. In other words, think about it this way. If 99.92% of the people coming in were simply economic refugees, they simply wanted to move to Europe because they wanted to make more money, totally peaceful people, that remaining 0.08% would work out to 4,000 terrorists. And we saw what a half dozen of them did to Paris. Okay, but Obama says, no, we don't. We are better than that. We have to do this in the name of compassion. So we're going to talk about what Obama is promising to do. He's talking about, you know, we see this figure of 10,000 being pushed around by the mainstream media. John Kerry made that very clear. 10,000 is not the ceiling. It's the floor. It's the floor. They're looking to pull in 100,000 this year and 100,000 next year. That's their goal. They don't have a ceiling, you understand. They have a floor in terms of the number of ISIS that they're going to bring in. And, of course, that's precisely what's going on. We all know, everyone who listens to this show, anyone who is awake understands, and we had this discussion a couple of years ago, back in 2013 when they were trying to build pressure for a movement, a mass movement into Syria, creating a no-fly zone at that time. People said, no, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force because they understood what was going on there. So they renamed it, moved it along. And, of course, the basis of that was a false report about sarin gas saying, well, that could only have come from the Assad government. That wasn't true. There was experience about that in the past, and we made that very clear. We're also going to talk briefly a little bit about the Democrat debate. I mentioned this on the nightly news last night, and there was one exchange in particular. There were several of them that were very interesting. One of them in particular was Bernie Sandinista was pointedly asked, how are you going to pay for all this? What kind of income tax rate are you looking at? And he goes, well, I wouldn't make it 90%. I'm not as much of a socialist as Eisenhower. Well, we're going to talk about that. What were the rates under Eisenhower? What were the rates under Nixon? Because then Governor O'Malley brought in Richard Nixon. So, well, Richard Nixon had 70% interest rates. No, that's where he started. We're going to talk about the truth of all this, and we're going to talk about the real socialist that's there, FDR. What did he do to the income tax rates? But more importantly, what did he do to the working poor? What did he do to the median family income? And we're also going to talk about Janet Yellen. She's pushing back very hard against the Reform Act that is being sponsored by Rand Paul and others in the Congress to try to get some accountability and some control over the Federal Reserve, and Janet Yellen won't have any of it. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Ja'Kari Jackson.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented super filtration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. For the fourth hour, we have Jakari Jackson joining us to break down some of the breaking news. And later in the broadcast, I'm going to talk about the emerging conflict between U.S. governors and Barack Obama, who insists that he's going to bring in Syrian, quote-unquote, refugees, regardless of what the American governors say they're going to do. And we're going to look at the 217th anniversary of the Kentucky Resolutions, a famous piece of history that enforces states' sovereignty. That happened yesterday. So we're going to talk about that in the context of what's going on with Obama's immigration plans, his open border plans, because we know what's going on with this. We know that what's happening here in America, what is happening in Europe, is essentially a plan to take down our civilization, take down our nations. They say they don't want to have any national borders anymore. Of course they don't. They want to level everything so they can impose the new world order. And they're coming at that from two different directions. They have one way to sell the new world government to conservatives and say this is about free trade and economics. That would be the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnerships. For the liberals, again, in Paris in just 2 weeks, they're coming up with a climate change summit. And so they're going to sell world governance based on saving the environment. And they'll probably get both of these through, but either one of them, Jakari, would be world government, and it would be a disaster for us.
Yeah, you're talking about how Obama wants to bring so many people into the nation. You know, 10,000, I believe, was a low ball estimate. His top advisor saying, Mr. President, we cannot background check that large amount of people in the 2 months left we have in the year.
I was thinking background.
They don't care about any of that. But the thing I think is very interesting that a lot of people aren't really talking about, David, when we talk about the people that are coming here from the countries, not just Syria, from Pakistan, from Yemen, from any place else. Of course, somebody in Pakistan or Yemen wants to come here. They have drone strikes destroying the country.
Exactly.
You know, they live in a world where they could go to a wedding and get blown up. They live in a world they could go to the hospital, have the hospital destroyed by a U.S. strike. So, of course, they want to come here, but nobody wants to talk about it's U.S. policies that are driving many people here in the first place.
Yes. We create the problem in their countries, and then the solution is to bring them in here, and then they want to create a problem in our country, and then the solution is to bring in world governance.
And it's a double tap on the hands of the government, because they use your tax dollars to go tear up these countries, and then they bring them here, and they say, well, you guys need to foot the bill. You need to do your part. Well, Obama, Washington, why don't you do your part and stop destroying these countries?
Well, they have to destroy the first world nations, because the first world nations are the only ones who are going to stand up to their world governance. There are people who have the money and the financial ability and the time to take a look at politics, and that is diminishing. You know, as you get to the point where you're struggling to make ends meet financially, you have less and less time to pay attention or to do anything when these guys are stealing everything from you. So they have to take down the first world economies. They have to take down the first world nations. They have to level everything so they can build what they want coming up next. And they've already shown us what that is. They've already shown us the mechanisms where they will be able to operate above us and independent of any of the countries that create this.
Oh, absolutely. They don't want any accountability. But on the same notion of accountability, we'll talk about some domestic unaccountability. We have this article, police civil asset forfeitures exceed all burglaries in 2014, which basically means the cops are taking more
robbers
than the crooks.
Well, you're several times more likely to be shot by the police than by a terrorist, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the exact figure is, but it was something.
The article came out, I believe it was this year, the police have killed more people now than they killed in Iraq or something along those lines.
Yeah. So we're much more concerned about the shoot first rules that the police have. I've got an article right here. 5 people shot by local police in North Miami-Dade in 48 hours over the weekend. So this is the way that the police are now, their standard operating procedure about how they interact with the public. So we're really at far greater danger from our own police than we are from terrorists.
Absolutely, because we have a very large police force. They're moderately trained, being polite about it. You know, we think about situations like, not just the famous cases we have, but you know, some of the more low-key cases. The Empire State Building is one of my favorite examples. The officers, they respond to an active situation. They open fire, hit 9 other people who are not their intended targets. Yeah. You know, who gets blamed for that? You know, it's an oops. Yeah. something that simple.
And so, if you look at the American police forces, they would be the fourth largest army in the world if they were a standing army. And they're doing everything they can to turn them into an army. But you're pointing out now they're also the ones who are stealing the most merchandise.
Oh, yeah. And they have the article breakdown. This is from Armstrong Economics. And it says between 1989 and 2010, U.S. attorneys seized an estimated $12.6 billion in asset forfeitures. Now, you go to 2014, and that number ballooned to roughly $4.5 million for just that year, which means, according to the FBI, the total amount of goods stolen by criminals in 2014 offenses suffered an estimated $3.9 billion in property losses, which is to say that you are more likely to be robbed blind by the police than you are to be robbed
blind by the criminals. And let's talk about that. It truly is robbery. They call it civil asset forfeiture, and everything about that is a lie. They're saying you're going to forfeit your assets. They take this property from people, alleging that the property could have been involved in some way with a crime, independent of the owner, okay? And they don't ever charge you with a crime. They never find you guilty of a crime. They just seize your property, and because they call it civil, that means that you have no due process. If it was criminal seizure, if they'd actually charged you with a crime and they took your property, no. They would then have to go through and invent some new law or something to overturn the Constitution and say, no, we're not going to give you due process. We're not going to wait till we find you guilty. But they call it civil instead of criminal. So then they can just, according to them, steal anything that they want from you. And that's the way these crooks operate. That's the crookedness of the federal government, how these people have really turned into a crime, organized crime. It's nothing. It's just organized crime. And these guys are shooting people on the streets like the mafia.
Yeah. And on those same lines, we have a Hollywood star. This is Dan Bazarian. He's a professional gambler, all this stuff. He was on Drudge. And basically, he had a situation at his home. He wasn't home at the time, but somebody broke into his house, tried to break into his gun vault, were unsuccessful in their efforts. The police show up, break open the gun vault, and steal his guns.
Yeah.
And he's like,
the police stole it.
And he's like, nobody even stole, well, how is this evidence? Nobody actually physically touched the guns except the police. They eventually returned the firearms, but they kept the magazines and the ammunition.
Yeah.
So
not all of it, yeah. And that's what he does as part of his. He's like an internet star, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
shoots guns and stuff.
Yeah,
he's a model. He shoots guns and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So that's, you know, part of his livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Now they've taken it. They have, as far as I know, no immediate plans to return it. But why they took it in the first place is so far beyond me. What logic they use to seize something for evidence that was never actually touched in a crime?
It just underscores the danger when we throw away the rule of law. People don't realize what we have passively set aside and let these people get away with. They will assume power if you don't stop them or call them on it. And that's what we're seeing here. We no longer have police who really feel like they're under any kind of checks or balances. They don't really have to obey the law. They can do whatever they want to. They can steal your property. They can shoot you. I've got an article here about a North Carolina dad who was fatally shot. They went to his house looking for somebody that no longer lived there. And he said, yes. Get a warrant, shut the door. They break in, taser, and wind up killing the guy for no reason at all. For no reason at all. They instigate something, and then they say, I feared for my life, so I shot him. I used excessive force. Because you know what? If you or I were to initiate a conflict with somebody, if you or I were to shoot somebody when we're not really in any danger, okay?
Yes.
Shoot people who are running away. Shoot people who are a far distance from us that are unarmed. We would be rightfully tried for murder, and these cops are never tried for murder.
No, because it's the, the thin blue line. Nobody,
yeah.
If it's an officer or somebody wearing a badge or a suit, then they assume that it's on the up and up, but that's not always the case.
The government has made it clear to them that they're going to stand behind them. They want them. They want them to be aggressive with the public. That's the whole point.
And I think relations with police would be a whole lot better, you know, if we had more officers come out and decry the actions that we're seeing around the country, you know, various actions. And, you know, of course, I don't blame all action for everything a police officer does. But, you know, I've seen the memes like, I'll believe that they're a good police when good police start arresting bad police.
Mm-hmm.
When they put these guys in jail, when they don't just do a slap on the wrist, or if you retire early, we won't pursue any charges against you.
Mm-hmm.
When they actually come down on these guys hard and hold them accountable for the action that they're doing, then I think things will take a very positive turn in this country.
Exactly. It's what Frank Cervico said. He said, you're going to always have bad people in any system. And there are bad cops. And there are good cops. The question is, what does the system do? Does the system purge the bad people out, or does it embrace them and embrace the corruption? If it does, things go downhill very quickly. That's what we're seeing now. The system will not come against the bad cops in most cases. They will embrace them, and that's precisely the opposite of what we need to be doing. What else have we got there, Dragari?
Oh, we can talk about a little bit of TSA. I know you've had your adventures with the TSA. I think we've all in this building have had some adventures with the TSA. And now the TSA is failing to detect loaded guns through their airport scanners. You know, the last time I went through the TSA, you know, we travel, David, we take camera equipment, microphones,
right.
Cables, all these things. They routinely take stuff out of my bag. I was with Michael on our last trip. You know, they, you know, pat him down. They're digging through my bag. Of course, there's nothing in there except some toothpaste that they said was too large. So they took my toothpaste, Tom's fluoride-free toothpaste. But now we see that the TSA can't even stop a gun from going through the scanners.
Was this a case where the guy was traveling on the plane, and when he reached his destination, he realized, oh, I've got this gun on me?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. He was a trucker. You know, he didn't do it as a stunt or anything. Like,
right,
he
right.
just legitimately forgot he had it in his bag, and he wound up getting off the plane, you know, had this firearm with him the whole time.
But see, that's not surprising, because they had inspectors that would set up false scenarios where they would deliberately try to smuggle this through. And we reported on this about 2 months ago, and they had a 0% detection. Of all these different cases where they took a government agent, put a firearm on him, ran him through the TSA security, and every one of the cases they were able to get through. And Jakari, they know that. They know going back to 2011, we had the engineer Corbett who showed that he could smuggle a weapon through. There was a blind spot in the naked body scanners,
yes.
And he wrote articles about that, and he subsequently sued the TSA for violation of his Fourth Amendment rights, because they are violating everybody's Fourth Amendment rights as part of discovery of that lawsuit. And we reported on that here at InfoWars.
He had asked for some documents, and they posted, when they put it up on pacer.gov, which is where they list the lawsuits, they put up the unredacted copy first, and you could see that the TSA said that in 2011 there were no threats to airports or airplanes, and yet that same year they were going to shut down Texas as a no-fly zone because there was a bill to stop the sexual molestation violation of Fourth Amendment.
Yes, I remember that.
Thank you so much, Jakari Jackson. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about what's going on with Obama's importation of ISIS terrorists and the pushback that may come to a head between state governors and Obama. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities. Across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this hour. I want to talk about what's going on with efforts to try to rein in the Federal Reserve. I also want to mention one or two episodes from the Democrat debate that I find very instructive because, you know, we understand we're not naive. We understand what the elections are. When we understand that elections, as bad as they are, the presidential elections are the worst case scenario. It's there that they try to detract you from any local efforts, any local involvement that could really make a difference in a real grassroots movement. They want you to get focused on the most centralized, most bought out race there is in the country. That's a presidential race, thinking that you're going to make a difference. But it's still important to look at the way these people manipulate. And understand that this is going to be, we're looking at the manipulator, the propagandist in chief, okay, and we're going to be selecting the president. And there's no better evidence of that than what happened in the Democrat debate. And as I point out, we're also going to be taking a look at the efforts to try to control the Federal Reserve. Before we do, I just want to let you know about the specials that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We have a new special, Knockout, at 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout Sleep Support Formula is available while supplies last. I've had trouble falling asleep myself at night for years. I can tell the difference when I forget to take Knockout. For the same price as some supplements that only contain melatonin. I've used melatonin myself. We've got reporters now there in France. It's very helpful. That's been helpful just by itself for me to try to reset my biological clock when I'm traveling to reset the times that I go to sleep and that sort of thing. But Knockout doesn't just have melatonin. It also has other natural ingredients like valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-tryptophan. That's something you'll get to experience coming up in Thanksgiving as you have turkey, and other key ingredients. Right now you can feel the punch. Get Knockout today at InfoWarsLife.com for 15% off. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And also, we still have in stock our new product, Living Defense. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms. Living Defense uses wild-crafted organic herbs to help naturally cleanse these organisms from your body. We're expected to run out of that soon, so look for that right now. That's Living Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, there were several things. I talked about these last night on the nightly news. Several things that came up with the Democrat debate. They tried very hard to get them to say radical Islam. Radical. Say it with me. Radical Islam. They absolutely, absolutely refused. Hillary tried to spin it and say, well, I don't think, you know, we're not against all Islamists, all Muslims. Actually, she said Muslims, I think, okay? We're not against all Muslims. And he said, well, he was quoting Marco Rubio, and he said, well, he wasn't talking about all Muslims. He was talking about radical Islamists. Are you afraid to say that? Yes, I don't think that would be very helpful. All three of them were unable to use, to utter those syllables, and understand one of the reasons why that is, okay? We see this with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Go, this is an exercise. Go to the Southern Poverty Law Center and do a search on their website. Whenever you see radical Islam, you will not see them talking about real radical Islam. You'll see them talking about people who talk about radical Islam. See, radical Islam is not the problem. People who talk about radical Islam are the problem. They're portrayed as racists, they're portrayed as xenophobes, they're portrayed as anti-immigrant. And the same thing is true of the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, ISD, the think tank in Europe that is behind the new Strong Cities Network. Both ISD in Europe and SPLC in the United States, who set up the talking points that we are being propagandized with, that anyone who is concerned at all about the, as ISIS put it, the 4,000-plus terrorists that have come in through the open borders. And I talked about how that's very plausible. That's only 0.08%. It's 0.8% of the people that they've let in. If only 0.8% are jihadi terrorists, then you get 4,000 people. So they couldn't talk about that. Hillary told some amazing, amazing whoppers. I mean, these are things kind of like the story of Pecos Bill. You know, we got thirsty, so he dug the Rio Grande. You know, he shot out all the stars but one. That's how we got the Lone Star State. This is the kind of stuff that Hillary was spinning at the Democrat debate. She said, since their last debate in Las Vegas, there have been 3,000 people killed with guns, 200 children, nothing of the sort. Those numbers are totally made up, totally exaggerated. She said, there's been 21 mass shootings since their last debate. No, there's been one. There's been one. She mentioned that one by name, and she said, and three people died in that one. No, one person died in that one. Everything she said about guns was a made-up lie. She harangued Bernie Sanders because he voted against a bill that would not let people sue someone if they didn't do any negligence in products that they made. How about that? She's a lawyer. She knows better than that. Of course, she knows that she can get away with lying. She can get away with murder. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bernie Sandinista's big lie and the programs that he wants to enact that he has no idea. He admits he has no idea how much these programs are going to cost. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about Janet Yellen and the Fed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. There's an article, before we get to the Fed and some of the serious economic articles, there's an article that almost looks like it's coming out of The Onion, the satire magazine. German robot practices hitting humans to ensure their future safety. I mean, this is so indicative of the kind of sadomasochism that we have with our government, and also with the way they're mechanizing these robots to take everything away from us. This is a German scientist named Roland Behrens. He wants to teach robots how not to kill humans. He says that first, though, he needs to know how hard they can hit before causing any serious damage. So they've actually got idiots who have signed up for this. Go ahead, hit me. Hit me with your best robot shot, okay? They say they need to be able to coexist with humans without hurting them, because evidently part of coexistence with us is going to be hitting us. Just make sure that you don't hit them too hard. Look, we understand how robots are going to be used by DARPA.
how they're going to be used by the police, how they're going to be used by the governments to control us. Okay, that's what this is about. Let's understand this. Let's get a clue here. This is coming from Engadget. They say they hit a group of volunteers on the arm or the shoulder so they can study the impact at the highest mass and the lowest velocity. And the team stops testing when the pain reaches level 5 in a scale of 1 to 10. And the subjects are then put through ultrasound to check for bruises from the impact. They say collaborative robots are on the rise. Yes, yes, they're here to help you. They're here to help you. All those robots that they've got that they're teaching to run and climb and run faster than humans and all that sort of, those are there to help you. You know, in case we have some kind of a nuclear meltdown at a reactor or something, they need a robot that can run faster than a human to run through the, you know, the nuclear reactor and shut down the control rods or whatever. Now, look, you and I know what they're doing. They're creating Terminator machines. They're creating autonomous killer robots. They're creating swarms of drones. They've admitted it. We've talked about the documents. They've published some of the documents. Some of them have leaked out. We've talked about that. We know precisely where they're going with this, but yet you've got the technological press that plays along with this imaginary scenario. Yes, they're here, and they're from the government, and they're here to help you. But first, they have to learn how hard they can hit you without killing you. Okay? I go back and I look at, it's almost like the economic, as we switch over to economic news, it's almost like the Laffer curve. Remember Ronald Reagan? I had the economist author Laffer, and he came up with a bell-shaped curve. And he said, well, you know, as we increase tax revenue, as we increase the tax rate, the tax revenue goes up. And then it peaks and starts to drop off again. And so we want to get it right there at the top of the curve where it's maximized. And it's like, well, why don't we, why is it that our objective, even under Ronald Reagan, was to see how hard the government could hit us economically without killing us? Okay, that's essentially what the Laffer curve was about. I mean, it was genuine, it was for real, but that was essentially what that was about. Now, that brings up what was one of the more interesting exchanges from the Democrat debate, and that was where the moderator asked Bernie Sanders as he's going on and on, because all three of them want free college tuition for everyone. Free college tuition. So the moderator says, well, how are you going to pay for that? How much of the tax rate is going to have to be for you to pay that? And Bernie Sanders says, well, I don't know. We haven't run the numbers here, but it won't be more than 90%. We're not as big a socialist as Eisenhower was, okay? Well, that got a big round of applause. And then you had Governor O'Malley chime in. He goes, yes, yes, we can do this. We can raise taxes. I mean, even Ronald Reagan had a tax rate of 70% at the top. He didn't even say at the top. He said he had a tax rate of 70%. Okay, a lot of lies and a lot of distortion there. But think about what was at the very fundamental bottom of that. These guys who are proposing a new massive entitlement program have absolutely no idea, and they could care less how much this is going to cost. They could care less because they're socialists and because this is an entitlement program. And they really don't have any idea of how much it's going to cost because understand what they're doing. They're offering right now, and this is not an exaggeration to say that they're offering free tuition to the entire world to come here and be educated at the expense of the American taxpayer. That is precisely what Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Governor O'Malley, all the Democrats, want when they say we want to have free college tuition for all. They're offering to educate the world at the expense of the American taxpayer. And if you don't believe that, consider the fact that illegal aliens come into the United States and they're able to get in-state college tuition at any state they wish to go to right now under the Dreamer Act. They don't have a problem treating them better than they do American citizens and their parents who have paid taxes all their life. So, of course, they have no idea. Of course, they don't care about this. And, of course, Bernie Sandinista, the guy who loved the Nicaraguans, who loved Daniel Ortega, who went down in 1985 and bragged about what a humanitarian organization this was, the guy was nothing but the worst kind of kleptocrat, of crony capitalist, of thief that you can find. As big a thief as anybody on Wall Street, if not bigger. He seized other people's assets, and then when he was driven out by the communists and the conservatives, he kept those assets. He reprivatized those assets and kept them for his own. Now let's talk about who the real socialists are. The Democrats love FDR. Republicans love Ronald Reagan. And then in the middle of these guys, kind of halfway between their different administrations, was the Eisenhower administration. So what did FDR do for the working man? Well, when the working man, in 1933, when FDR came in, the working man had a rate of 4%. And these rates now, I'm talking about dollar figures, these are normalized to 2013 figures. And that was a 4% rate all the way up to $70,000. So anybody that made $70,000 or less, they paid 4% income tax rate when FDR came in. Okay. When he finished, the minimum rate went up to 24%, and it kicked in for everybody making, and it escalated once you got to $24,000. So if you made $24,000 or less, it was 24%. If you made more than that, it was more. Okay? So his minimum rate for the working man was 4%, and he jumped it to 24% in his 12 years in office, from 4 to 24%. Now, Eisenhower, he began for the lowest rate that he had was 22% when he took office, and when he left, it was 20%. When Ronald Reagan came in, the lowest rate was 0%, and when he left, it was 15%. Actually went up on the lowest rate. But if you look at the bigger picture, if you look at the Reagan tax reforms, and of course, when O'Malley says it was 70%, he was talking about the maximum rate that somebody would pay. And let's go back and look at these maximum rates. Under FDR, it was 63% if you had an income of $17 million or more in 1 year. And then he dropped that level to $2.5 million and raised the rate to 94%. But he didn't hurt the median family as much he didn't hurt the rich guys as much as he hurt the median family. It was essentially unchanged under Eisenhower. Under Reagan, the top rate was 70% if you made $500,000, $544,000, and then he dropped it to 28% for everybody that was making $57,000 or more. So Reagan took a complicated system that had 16 tax brackets. The highest tax bracket was a pretty high rate, and what he did was he gave you two tax brackets. You make less than $57,000, you had 15%. More than $50,000, it was 28%. But, and I want to get off of this subject because everybody's listening to numbers, this is radio, but just think about what happens to the median family income. The median family income today is just, I think it's $51,000. I didn't write it on my sheet here, but from memory, here it is, 51.9. So let's say $52,000. How would that family be taxed under FDR at the beginning? Well, that median family income, and again, half the people make less than this, half the people make more than this. Under FDR, their taxes would have gone from 4% to 29%. Under Eisenhower, that median family, their taxes would have gone from 34% to 22%, gone down. Under Reagan, they would have gone from 28% to 15%. It would have dropped in half. So when Bernie Sanders talks about Eisenhower being a socialist, no, he dropped rates from 34 to 22%. Reagan dropped them in half. But understand that when FDR put this in, when FDR raised the taxes on the median family from 4% to 29%, at the same time, he enacted Social Security, which was a lie from the very beginning. It was a lie when Bismarck did it in Germany. They picked 65 years because they knew that that was a life expectancy. They didn't expect people to survive that long, so they didn't think they'd have to pay out. So it was a Ponzi scheme. And now we've got Republicans and Democrats trying to turn it into outright theft and fraud, having forced people to contribute this for this for their entire life, and then pulling the rug out from under them and saying, well, we're not going to give you that money because we have decided that you don't need it. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Understand as well that FDR, that wonderful socialist, that champion of the working man who raised their taxes from 4 to 29% income taxes, put on them Social Security, the most regressive tax, if you want to use the language of the left. Regressive means that it falls on the poorest people most heavily. Anybody who makes, and I don't know what the upper limit is. I've never gotten to a point where I don't have to pay Social Security. But the upper limit is like 107 or something like this. Okay, so if you make more than that, you don't have to pay any more Social Security. But everybody that makes below that, you see it on your paycheck as 7.5%, actually 7.62%. But the reality is that the cost to your employer is over 15.5% because half of it is paid by the employer. You don't see that on your check. So the reality is that for all the people who made less than six-figure incomes, you're paying 15% in Social Security plus, and that's thank you, FDR, and plus you got an extra 25% boost on your income taxes. That's what the socialists do to the working man. That's what they do, and we can see that in Venezuela, where they got a 700% return on investment. Bloomberg Press was bragging about how They were getting a 700% return on investment from Nicaragua at the same time. And in that same article, bragging about their massive return on investment, saying people had to leave that country in order to get food, water, and medicine because they had to pay the bankers first. See, that's why the bankers sent Lenin in with $10 million in gold on his train to start a communist revolution. They've been behind this. They've been running both sides of this because they make a tremendous amount of money in these little socialist utopias that Bernie Sanders is telling you is so good for you. And this is how it's going to work out. It's going to work out for the working man like it did with FDR in terms of tax rates. Now, one of the instruments that they use to do this is Janet Yellen's Fed. Janet Yellen, the chairperson of the Federal Reserve, and she is pushing back now on against the FORM Act. This is something that has been proposed in Congress. Rand Paul is involved in this, a sponsor, I think, in the Senate, as well as there's a sponsor in the House. They're trying to ram this through. So the Federal Reserve is out there hiring lobbyists. And Rand Paul commented on that. He tried to offer yet another bill to say, look, we're not going to let the Federal Reserve lobby use money that they make off the American people to lobby Congress. He made, if it was reported correctly, a very inaccurate statement saying the Federal Reserve is a government agency. No, they aren't. They're a private organization. They've been given powers by the government. They've been given a monopoly by the government. They're not a government agency, and he knows that. So hopefully he just misspoke on that. We'll see what happens. But nevertheless, the FORM Act attempts to increase transparency and accountability. Increase it. You know what? There is no transparency. There is absolutely no accountability to the Fed. Once the chairman is in, he comes back and he tells the Congress what he's going to do. And if they don't like it, he doesn't care. I mean, that's what we saw with Greenspan. It's what we saw with Bernanke. It's what we're going to see with Yellen. They do whatever they wish. They will tell Congress to some degree what they're going to do. But if you ask too many questions, they say, no, I'm not going to talk about that. And I'm not going to show you my books either. They said the Fed Oversight Reform and Modernization Act. That's what FORM means. Okay, they always love these little acronyms. It's kind of silly. I wish they wouldn't do that in the Pentagon. You know, like Patriot Act. Anyway, they said it could cause millions of Americans to suffer, says the Fed, and it would politicize monetary policy, said Janet Yellen. Imagine that, politicizing monetary policy, as if that isn't what's already happening. I mean, this is, I guess you could say it's not politicized because they get to do whatever they wish without any response whatsoever or any accountability to the American people, to the public. Now, they say the proposed law in Congress would require the central bank to tie interest rate policy to a mathematical rule. Now, how is that politicizing it? If you've got a formula that you're going to set interest rates by, how would that politicize it? It doesn't. It basically ties the hands of these people who have been rigging and manipulating the markets since they were handed that power in 1913. And it's something we really need to keep up on. Look, you need to talk to your congressman, tell them to push this FORM Act, tell them to sign up for this. And let me give you some more information on this. They say interest rates, of course, up or down, depending on the readings of economic indicators like the jobless rate and inflation is what they're talking about. It's not really where we ultimately want to go, but it is a small step in the right direction. Other articles from the Wall Street Journal point out that it would also require the Fed to disclose more details about the stress tests that they give to banks. It would also give lawmakers more opportunities to scrutinize their policy. Fed officials are also concerned that the Government Accountability Office reviews of monetary policy decisions that the bill would allow could make the central bank vulnerable to political pressure. See, she says, wait, it's going to politicize the process. Okay. In reality, what it would do is it would really set up an algorithm for the interest rates, and it would expose them to some transparency, which is desperately needed. And they say last year this actually made it through the House, but it died in the Senate when the Senate was under Democrat control. So there's a possibility that this may go through this year. So here's a chance for you to jump in. Now, in the time that we got left, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on, of course, with our open borders. And we've talked about this endlessly, but we can't stress it enough that this is about taking down our country, taking down Western Europe. And I just want to give you some of the things that are happening right now. Besides the situation with Syria, we have Cuban migrants, a massive wave of Cuban migrants coming through Central America to the United States because they get special treatment of all other people. They get treated better than Mexicans. They get treated better than Nicaraguans, than anybody else in Central America. There's a special place in our government's heart for Cubans. And we have Cubans running for president right now that came in that, in my opinion, don't reach the requirements of natural-born citizens, especially Ted Cruz. But this is what's happening now at Nicaragua. And again, remember, Bernie Sandinista. He loved the Sandinistas. He loved Nicaragua. And he thinks this is, that's just a paradise. He couldn't say enough good things about them in 1985. And what are they doing now? Well, Nicaragua is dispatching its military and its police to help close its southern borders in a dispute with Costa Rica over the passage of Cuban migrants on their way to the U.S. These are not even people that would be staying in Nicaragua. They don't even want to allow these people to pass through. So what did they do? Well, Costa Rica decided on Saturday to grant a 7-day transit visa. They had 1,200 Cuban migrants who went into Costa Rica through Panama. And Nicaragua is saying, wait a minute, you're violating our national sovereignty. Ooh, they sound like American governors who are talking about national sovereignty being violated. I mean, this is something the left must really hate Nicaragua right now. Nicaragua's government said in a statement over the weekend that it violated their national sovereignty, and then they sent out troops and riot police. They fired tear gas at people who were trying to enter Nicaragua on Sunday. So they take their borders seriously. They take their national sovereignty seriously. How politically incorrect of our Sandinistas down there. And they point out that this is all spiked since Obama has changed the status. They're giving special status to people coming in from Cuba, even though we are now embracing the Cubans. And Obama praises the Cuban dreamers in Spanish, saying, this is the opening of the U.S., in case you've got any doubts about it. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the solution to this, the Kentucky Resolutions. The 217th anniversary was yesterday.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with
the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment of Overdrive, we're going to talk about the solution to Obama's bringing in massive numbers of refugees from Syria and elsewhere. It's the Kentucky Resolution aspect of this. We had the 217th anniversary yesterday, and we're going to look at that and see what that tells us about the true political power in this country, where it rightfully resides. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know that we have Knockout on sale, a new special, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. For the same price as some supplements that only contain melatonin, Knockout includes valerian root extract and melatonin and chamomile flower extract, hops flower extract, L-tryptophan, and many other key ingredients. That's normally at the same price as other supplements, but now you can get it at 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as you look at articles that are up on InfoWars.com, Obama says the number of refugees from Syria and elsewhere will be increased to $100,000 per year for at least, 100,000 immigrants each year. They're going to be a lot more than $100,000, let me tell you that. He says, and of course he's backed up by John Kerry, Secretary of State, saying that the 10,000 refugees is actually a floor, not a ceiling, and they're going to take in 100,000 from Syria is their goal at least for the next 2 years. And those are just the people that we're going to fly in. The rest of them, you know, they can walk across the border, as we saw Joe Biggs do. They can even wear their ISIS balaclavas and carry a severed head with them and walk across the border as Joe Biggs did. And nobody will bother them because they're wide open, just as Obama was telling the Cubans. Welcome. You know, this is the opening of America. Yeah, the opening to what, we need to ask, especially in light of what we've seen happening in Europe. This was predicted. We all knew this was going to happen. We've seen it fulfilled now, and yet it is still full speed ahead for the open border globalists. They're now opening facilities in the Middle East to speed up processing of Syrian refugees. They're going to open up a refugee settlement processing center in Iraq before the end of 2015. They'll resume refugee processing in Lebanon in early 2016. So they're ramping all of this stuff up. So how do we stop this? Because we saw over the weekend, first it started out with six governors saying, you're not going to put them in my state. Then we had yesterday went from 21. Now it is over 25. And, of course, as they escalated, the last two states were Massachusetts and Maine. I know Massachusetts is a Democrat. I think Maine is as well. I'm pretty certain it is. And yet you see when the New York Times talks about this, they talk about this is mostly Republican governors. No, it's not. That's the way they want to spin it. And, of course, the president says it would be a betrayal of our values. that's his values. It's not our values. It's not the law of our country. That is what Obama is unilaterally, unconstitutionally doing. And if we had a real opposition party in Washington, they would have impeached him by now. But, of course, they're just a pretend opposition party. How do we really stop this? Well, it was a great article on New American, the 217th anniversary of signing of the Kentucky Resolution of 1798, What We Have Forgotten. And I want to go over this article because it's very important. And, of course, what happened was this is in response to the Alien and Sedition Acts that were put in by John Adams in the summer of 1798. What that meant was, let's look at the, well, first of all, the Alien Acts was exactly the opposite of what our president is doing right now. It gave power to the president to declare foreign residents in the U.S. to be enemies of the state and have them jailed or deported. Just the opposite of what our president does right now. But it also had something else. It was very troubling. That was the Sedition Act. Oh, I'm out of time. We're going to have the nightly news tonight at 7. Maybe we'll cover this tonight. But what happened was they actually would jail people for criticizing the government. What was the rightful resolution of this? Jefferson, Madison said, the power resides in the states. That's where we have to fight this. We've got governors like Greg Abbott and others who will stand up and fight this. That's what we need to do is fight it at the state level. So, join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the nightly news. Leanne McAdoo will be the host then.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.